Beginning our daf, Masechtas Nazdav Samachay, beginning on the African Tres Masla, beginning towards the Mishnah. Okay, so if you find three graves buried near each other, you have to check beyond that in the area of 20 Amos, which Tesla points out, wait a second. Actually, 22 Amos, Leshtema, that's for the two caves, which is a total of Shisha Asa, because you told me each one is 4 by 8, so that's 16. You have to have the courtyard of the grave, which is in the middle. I mean, Hasan Goran tells us about the Rib each is all they both hold the Shesh Amos, 6 Amos. So you do the math, 8 and 8 is 16 plus 6 is 22. So if you want to get to the other end, so you got to go 22. Mishan the Gemara answers, but the form we're talking about by miscarriages, meaning Shiragilas. So the norm was because Achsim the Magas Gedos. One of the caves were big. Hashniyah Shal the form. The second one would be of fetuses of abort of those which are miscarriages. Lakach b'sheinis sagi ba'arbal shesh. Maybe the second one was enough with 4 by 6 and not by 8, and therefore it's only till a distance of 20. Someone explained whether they actually the our mission over here is Rabbanan. Remember that this is actually the inside of the cave is Arba'al Shesh. It's actually not 4 by 8, but 4 by 6. So you're probably going to ask, wait a second, tell me straight up, and then you don't have to get to 20, actually 18 is enough. Do the math. Shandik Gemara answers, and the Gemara says, Shabaydik Ma'ar Shayna Balas. Now we're talking about he checks from the first cave in a diagonal. L'chap is a little bit hard to check really much, because the Mashu Masakim, when you go on the angle, we know the Hapatni is 1.4, it adds up to an extra 2 Amos. The difference, instead of being 18, is going to be till 20 Amos. Now, the Mishnah continued and said, okay, if you find one dead body at the end of 20 Amos, okay, but now you got to go check another 20 Amos, because there's already indicating factors up here. Because had you not had it been the first time you find, then you find one dead person, you just take dead person and his area around them. But as Tais explains, what the Mishnah is telling us, you already found that 1.3 dead people. Now even if you find one, yes, be concerned for the as an element of a cemetery, but you got to check up until another 20 amps. Now, the Gemara goes through word by word of our Mishnah to explain the diukim, the inferences of what the Mishnah is coming to tell us. Like the opening word of Hamaitzi, the Gemara says, Motzah, that you're finding, meaning Prat Lamotzah, that's excluding if he was already found. What does that mean? So, Pirish Reed re-explains, Shimha Yidua, which as some Gesuris add on the word, the Lashem Kivur Nikvashim, that if you know that the person buried it to be buried, then, yeah, right, Lo Yehei Naitha, we're saying that you cannot take him. That's Prat Lamotzah. He's already found. They're not finding him now. Like the Gemara says, when you find a grave, then you can clear it out. If it was known to be a grave, then I'll stop it. I'll clear it out. Problem is, if this is the halacha that we're mentioning, the Gemara says over there that Pinim Mekayim, once you clear out the place, Tarts can be tar. It sounds like that's not just enough to clear out the place. You have to take out also the area that could grab the earth that could grab with it. Adam Marie says, no, that's not difficult. The Hassan Tfusa, when the Gemara says all you need is the area, not more, it's not talking about regarding the halacha of Tfusa. The Tfusa is regarding the side of the ground in the depth. That you have to take, like our Gemara says over here. We're talking about regarding the rabbinic tuma, because from rabbinic halacha, the whole grave on all four sides. That's what's saying that once you take it out, you're not going to have that tuma. That's one interpretation of matzah prat lamatzah. Now, Abul Rashbam, Pirush Rashbam explains prat lamatzah. What does that mean? Tainu, meaning echad yidua, meaning say when one you knew about, but two is the first time you find the b'samach, which you mean shortly. That's what we're coming to exclude. But the Kashla Shatasi says that's difficult according to his opinion. If that's the case, then it's not. We don't have to say that you're finding versus if it was found, because why didn't Shlosh do it? The same thing is if all three were known, the Shlosh Kunis Kavaz, that has a halacha of the neighborhood of the graves. So it's not a halacha in Maitse versus Matzah. It's whether all three are being found or all three were known. But it's not a din in Matzah versus Matzoi per se. So that's difficult in Rosh Bam's interpretation. Next words in the Mishnah, we say Hamoti Mace. If someone finds a dead person, that's if he died, Prat Laharig, as Tezu quotes words of the Gemara, that's excluding if he was murdered. Like the Gemara is going to shortly say, because the Mesha Chasa, when the person's murdered, he's like somewhat mutilated. So a dead person that's missing, in the Tfusa, does not have the Halacha of Tfusa, in the Shechunis Kvaris, not have the Halacha of the Shechunis Kvaris. As the Gemara brings us to his quotes, Mesha Chasar, a dead person that's missing part of him, English Chodesh Kvaris, which this is Kashal Heaven Lam. It's hard to understand why you wouldn't have a loch of a cemetery or whatever. Now, all the other ones we said, why are they not included in the halacha of mess? Because we're concerned that maybe it's a non Jew, because the Israel and Kribim Mesavin said, Jews are not buried with their head between their legs and sitting up, and therefore we don't treat it as the halachas of Israel. Now, the Gemara said, that as goes, echad yidua. Let's say one person you knew about that was buried over there. Now, for the first time, you're finding 200 dead people buried over there. Then said the Gemara, in shchunis kvaras. Does not have a halacha of a shchunis kvaras of like a cemetery of three people. Why would that be? So Rashbam perishik twins halacha mishmasin. Now you're right. So halacha mishmasin. That's we don't know the reason. Re actually explains a good reason why that is because the emon leimer we can't say shchunis kvaras or basic kvaras that it was like a cemetery. Hoyil benikra Rasham give listen and say, wait a second, there's three people buried, there must have been the cemetery. No, why not? Given the echad noyed tchilik, since you always knew about one of them, Isa, if it's true that in daitoy lefnoisim they saw him, that they never had intention to remove them and to carry them away over there. So the girsa skips the next two words. So wait a second. So just like you knew about one of them, you do know oisim shema, you shouldn't know about the other ones. Why didn't you? Obviously, because they were never meant to stay over there. So therefore, it's not going to have the halacha. And the first quote towards the Gemara, they didn't say that it has chunis kvaras. Either that all three are just being found now, or all three were always known. But if one yen, two not, or two yen, one not, then it's not going to have the halach. And the Gemara continued and said, how much is the shear of tefusa? So Pesha Belazer, which Tesa says, and not like some Gersais have the words of Reb Elazar ben Tzadik, no, Reb Elazar ben Pedas. The halach is, as Tesa quotes, you take the soft earth, and you dig into the virgin soil, three finger breadths, because the Shama Farash, the Shama explains, you're in the karka, because the juice, the liquid of the dead person drips into the ground up until three finger breadths, and therefore you have to take that along when you're removing the dead person. However, the Gemara says, from the following Brisa, how much is the shear of Tfusa? He says, what you have to do when you have a dead person that you're removing him, you have to kisamen. Like the splinters pierce, in other words, so if you have like a coffin of marble that got pulverized, you got to take that along with. Some say, like clumps of earth. And you throw away what's definite, pierce, in other words, mess. What we know for sure is not from the mess, you don't have to take that along. And the words of the Baisar, Manichas is fake, is now you put aside the doubts, meaning Mashum is supik, what you're not sure, Mahibin Mesam Lab, if it was from the dead person or not, Manich Mamakam Mutsanad, you put in the discreet place, so you tell Moisatar that it shouldn't contaminate those who are involved in Taurus. And the words of the Baisar, Bashar, and the rest, meaning Shuboroloi, Shum and the mess, that you know for sure that is from the dead person. So that's the words of the Baisar and Stop on the Red that combines for the majority of, as they said, Binyan, the majority of the structure of the person, of the dead person, of the skeleton, the minyan, or the majority of the number of bones, which that itself is metame, or as the words of Baisal Reva, meaning Reva Hakava Tam Oil, a quarter of a kava of bones that would contaminate an oil also, and finally Lumali Tavid Rakiv, and for the spoonful of the dust of the dead person, which some Gisois add on the words of it, that tastes come and say, B'yesh Mefashim Kisasas, some say a different shot in Kisasas that we mentioned before, and not clumps of earth, but it's Kamoi like you find the Gemara Babasa Yang Kaisis, which is Mina Kihui, things that are cause a spice to it, which the B'Sanah Shalasim are in the stomach spices that you place in the coffin. But if that's what we're saying, you have to take along with the dead person, that's because that's difficult. But in Cain, if that would be the case, in Lerekim, one of the things we said, it's going to combine to the spoonful of the dust of the dead person, actually wouldn't even have Rekim at all, because the Nasi Golgon actually is something else mixed in. Mid have a nikvah ba'aron eis, just like when you're buried in a wooden coffin, because the afsayra amad the gazes, because even the hair of the dead person himself, that's long enough, that's ready to be cut off, if that's even Golgon. So that's difficult to say that's what this kaisin would be, this kasasis. Now, others explain that kasasis hainu lashon davar bali, that's referring to something that's worn out, kamay pili ye kaisis, pasim ye cheskel. But be that as it may, Tosfos says, Amos, so we see that tfusa Reb Elazar ben Tzadik in the zakah lital afa. You see that according to him, tfusa does not require you to take from the earth around him, to dig into the virgin soil. As the gear says, kim ba'di hemes v'sreka, only the definite part of the mace, or at least what's doubtful, but more than that, you don't have to. So that contradicts the Blaza. So I think my answer says, you're right, he holds like a different technical in the Raisa. Which says, love, that's not Rabbi Yechonan, Rabbi Yechonan Nuri, who it's like that Tana that he's going like.